أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ورفعنا لك ذكرك. With regard to this ayat, ulama have written a lot of how great and honorable the position of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam is. Amongst that, it is narrated that when Allah Ta'ala had sent Adam alayhi salatu wasalam into this world, after the misunderstanding of understanding or of the command of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala not to eat of a certain tree, and Shaitan had beguiled, had deceived Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, and also he took the name of Allah Ta'ala, which made Adam alayhi salatu wasalam go in a trance, and then he partook of that tree, and then on that Allah Ta'ala sent him in this world. For this error of his, it is narrated, for 40 years he cried to Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. Yeah, also we learn that Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, Abul Bashar and Abul Anbiya, the father of all the mankind and the father of all the Anbiya. But Allah Ta'ala let him cry for 40 years before Allah accepted his tawbah. Normally with us, when we need something, we just expect it, we ask for it, and we get it immediately. But by Allah, Allah loves that a person must cry in front of him, beg him, and then Allah Ta'ala grants that. Anyway, after 40 years, then he asked Allah Ta'ala that in the sadqah, by the wasila of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Allah Ta'ala must forgive him. And immediately Allah Ta'ala forgave him. So after crying for 40 years, also this is written that with those tears that came from the eyes of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, whichever sweet smelling flowers we have till today are the barakat of that sweet, or of the tears of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. In other words, the tears when or in repentance and asking for forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala, those tears are very sweet and they have got great, great effect. Anyway, when Allah Ta'ala had forgiven him, then Allah asked him, "O Adam, how do you know about Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Because he is from your progeny, but you are the first Nabi and he will be the last Nabi. How do you know about him?" So Adam alayhi salatu wasalam said, "O Allah, when I was in Jannat on your arsh, I saw it inscribed, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. And I understood that the name that you had kept together with your name, Allah, Muhammad, I understood that is the greatest being in your by you." Which a poet says, "Ba'ad al-Khuda Buzurg Tuhi Qissa Mukhtasar." After Allah Ta'ala, the greatest position is that of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Yeah, also, one very important thing which the compiler of Qasida Murda Sharif says, that you praise Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam as much as you want to. All those praises are very deserving for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. But don't put him level to Allah Ta'ala as what the Christians did. They said that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is God, is part of God, is the son of God, whatever. Don't raise Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam to that level. Allah is Allah. After that, the whatever praises you can bestow on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam's honorable position is befitting for that. So that is the high position of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Also, when Allah tabaraka ta'ala in the ayat, "Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi," that Allah continuously sends durood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And Allah's malaika also continuously send durood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This also shows that continuously Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is remembered by Allah. Durood is being showered and being sent upon him. And so much Allah Ta'ala loves it that Allah addressed the believers also and said, "Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, sallu alayhi wasallimu taslima." O you believers, you also send durood and salam, and send it with great affection and love, and send it abundantly. So we should regularly read durood on Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this rahmat of Allah Ta'ala is coming down like torrents on the Rozai Mubarak continuously. And very fortunate is the person who gets the opportunity to go and read Salatu Salam right at the Rozai Mubarak. And then that great waterfalls of Allah's rahmat that is coming down, a person gets his fair share there also. The only thing is, like we go to a waterfalls, like the Victoria waterfalls, Niagara waterfalls, they hire out raincoats there, that though you are at such a great distance from the falls itself, but the splashes of the water make you drench you in water. You become wet in water. Yeah, Allah's rahmat is coming down, but we don't have to put a raincoat. We have to take off our raincoat of our gunas. If we go with our tawbah and istighfar, and Allah's rahmat is coming down, and we get a splash of that is enough to change our condition. Inwardly, outwardly, completely, at Rozai Mubarak, Allah's rahmat is coming down continuously. And in this way also, Allah has made the position of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam continuously very high. And by us reading Durood Sharif, it is only for our benefit. Can we ever imagine and think that we are reading durood and that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is benefiting from our durood? When Allah is sending that durood, what is the value of our durood? And by us sending durood, then we get great benefits. Allah sends 10 duroods upon us. Allah raises our position by 10. Adds 10 rewards to our record of deeds. Allah Ta'ala forgives 10 of our sins. And much, much more benefit there is when we read durood. So Allah has made the position of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam very, very high. May Allah let us realize it. Read durood and follow in the sunnats and the deen of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with great passion and with great feeling as well. Wa akhiru da'wana.